100 word stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week was a pick two: strings, low flying, supply, clothes, pegs, and stick. And we got a bunch of stories in, although if it took you a little while longer to get a story in, go ahead and send it on in and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Usually when I say that, I notice that somebody didn't send one in and I'm like, And they're like, oh yeah, it got stuck in the email. And I'm like, okay. But sometimes someone comes up with stuff, and then there was Tom who just backfilled a ton of weekly challenges, and it's like, yeah, we'll post them. So here we go, and I'll catch you at the end.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I went to school with a girl who was allergic to bee stings. Just one, and she'd swell up like a balloon. I thought it was hilarious. My grandfather kept a number of hives and made his own honey, so I had a reliable supply of bees, which I'd collect and capture in a jar. Whenever lessons got boring, I'd release a few into class and enjoy the mayhem that followed. I never got found out, which is a good thing, really, especially after she choked on her tongue and died on the classroom floor. Nature can be a bitch.
Good morning, Richard here. Clothes, pegs and stings. That's the basis of my story today, which is called Plump. What do you think? As pouts go, it's fair to say this one resembled an inflatable dinghy stuck on her face in place of a mouth. What on earth have you done? I asked. Bee stings, she replied. It's new at the beauty salon for the plumpest lips ever. It is rather expensive, though. I asked her how much. She told me. You have to be joking, I spluttered. I can do the same for free. She gave me a disbelieving look. Go on, then. I grabbed a handful of clothes pegs. Clip these on for a bit, I said. That's it. Till next time. Goodbye.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. It stings. How about this one? It stings, too. But what is happening? All the dresses sting. The whole supply is ruined. Who bought the fabric? Some obscure assistant took a step forward. Where did you buy the fabric? Where? The assistant spun around and laughed demonically. This is revenge, she said. I should be the head designer. Now everyone will die. She spun around again and ran away. Everyone looked stunned. The fabric was disposed of by biohazard teams. Everyone was checked at the hospital, and no one died. The financial hit was catastrophic. And that was the revenge. This is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizzygoodkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll be back next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Zip! What was that? Asked John, as he dodged and touched his earlobe. John looked back. Nancy was throwing clothes pegs at him from her supply. We are over, she exclaimed, as another low-flying peg clipped his forehead. Over? John asked. We were together? Another peg smacked his temple as he fell into the clotheslines. Wait. Were we really together? Slap! Nancy tightened the strings around him with more clothes pegs. Don't ever tell me you're tied up unless I put you there, she demanded. I'm tied up? He whimpered. Good riddance. I love you? Fine.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Dash Engun. The term in Swedish. To declutter so your friend doesn't have to wade through the biomass of your stuff. Well, that didn't happen. So armed with DEFCON level 3 cleaning supplies, I entered day 7 of the Night of the Thousand CDs. I soldier on despite the cat pee. Somewhere, mid-pile, I come across a CD labeled No Strings, a groundbreaking work. I figure it's a revival production. On closer inspection, it turns out to be the Broadway original. I pop it into the player and drift back to my mom's living room in the 60s. Not dead yet. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1035 for February 233. It's a pick 2 challenge. So here's my story. Yes, I want you all for myself, Mandy said, turning her back on Bilbert. It stings me that I knew you first. I fell in love with you immediately when we flew together on my birthday. Then all she had to do was stick that ring on your finger, and you were hers. Bilbert put a hand gently on her shoulder. I do like you a lot, probably more than Sabrina, but I don't think we should leave her trapped in a magic magnifying glass. Disappointed, but resigned, Mandy said, Okay, let's go down to the kitchen to let her out. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I went to school with a girl who was allergic to bee stings. Just one, and she'd swell up like a balloon. I thought it was hilarious. My grandfather kept a number of hives and made his own honey, so I had a reliable supply of bees which I'd collect and capture in a jar. Whenever lessons got boring, I'd release a few into class and enjoy the mayhem that followed. I never got found out, which is a good thing, really, especially after she choked on her tongue and died on the classroom floor. Nature can be a bitch.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The new girl showed up in a full-body black cloak and black gloves that completely covered her. The kids that sat next to her later said she smelled like a rotten dead person. Maybe she was a zombie, reanimated, and a scientist put her in a third-grade classroom in Paducah, Kentucky. Most kids would tease and torment a kid like that, but we were raised better and smothered her with politeness and kindness. I guess all the attention caused problems because a week after, she was gone. Sam said they moved. Others say her family killed her for socializing. And there you have it, a bunch of stories on the Pick Two topics for the week. You can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to see what those topics actually were, or you can rewind the beginning, or I don't know, whatever you want to do. The next topic is Twist, so let's go ahead and get those stories in, and I will see you next week. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.